This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now, from the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Soon we'll find out which of our contestants, Alan or Lisa, will be today's big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our next special guest. You know her as the alpha mom Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights and as country music star Rhaetta James on Nashville. Season 5 premieres in January on CMT. It's Connie Britton.
Isn't it cool? NPR in Nashville.
Yeah, we think it's really cool.
I think it's awesome.
Now, because you play such incredibly strong women on television who are, the characters happen to be moms, do you have fans and potentially even strangers ask you to be their mom or go, I wish you were my mom?
Yeah. Those are some uncomfortable moments.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I think really for everybody involved. Because I think the person asking doesn't feel great about it either.
Right.
You know, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
And then I try to mother them in that moment. And then everybody says, you know what, let's just go to
We're
therapy.
Yeah.
And then be done with it.
So, obviously, you got to play one of my favorite roles of all time, Tammy Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Super strong woman who kind of is effortlessly wise and swoops in and can address and solve all of these different men's problems.
Only on TV, right?
Only on TV. I know that you held that role very close and dear to your
yes.
heart. Has it kind of ruined future acting jobs for you because it has you have such a high thing to compare against?
Well, no, because I have been very fortunate with the future acting jobs that I've been able to do. But I do feel like it created a really wonderful baseline and standard, and I've been really, really lucky since.
Well, you know, and then we go to you on Nashville, and when Nashville first started, your character was talked about in some interviews as an aging country music star.
Yeah.
And you weren't into that.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off.
But you actually changed your character's path.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, first of all, I never saw her as an aging star. And, you know, I sort of talked to anybody who would listen, and I said, guys, this isn't the story that we're telling. And Callie Corey, who created the show, I don't think that was really her intention either. And so, but it's interesting, you know, I think sometimes TV tries to whittle things down to something that feels very basic and sort of approachable and understandable. And I don't think that gives the audience credit. My experience over 40 has been the best of my life and the best of my career, and all the women I know who are my age are just the coolest and the sexiest and the most wonderful, right? I mean, for real.
Now, also in 2014, you were named a United Nations Development Program Goodwill Ambassador.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
I like to spread the goodwill.
That is, So what does that mean, exactly?
Well, what that means is that I work with the UN, and specifically with the UNDP, which is the UN Development Program,
uh-huh.
and the focus is on trying to eradicate poverty around the world, and my focus in particular is on gender equality. Women right now are such an underutilized resource in the world. And if we really allowed women to work and earn money for working and didn't keep girls out of school around the world, just think what the workforce would be and what the level of intellect and the level of quality of education and everything else would
sure.
be. So
yeah, we need to take over. Simple
yeah.
as that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, Connie, I know this won't be that hard for you because you've taken on so many challenges, but are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Oh yeah, I'm a little scared.
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna be great. It's
okay,
gonna
good.
Be great. Connie Britton, everybody.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So, Connie, you've played moms on Nashville, Friday Night Lights, and American Horror Story.
That's right.
So we are going to quiz you about other memorable TV moms.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm with you.
So Jonathan and I are going to read you a Mother's Day card written to a fictional TV mom. And you just have to figure out who the TV mom is, or at the very least, the television show we're talking about.
Okay.
Easy enough, right?
I'm with you.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Here's your first one. Taking care of 6 kids is a big job, but you're the best mom ever, even though you're 3 squares away from me in the opening credits. Love, Cindy.
Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait, what was her first name, though? Let me think for a second. It's Jan, Cindy, and Marsha, and Mrs. Brady's name was Carol. Oh. Thank you, friend. I'm calling a friend.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. And I've always wanted to say that to you, Connie Britton.
Oh, boy. It's
Didn't realize it until just now, but I realized it. Hi, Mom. I love you more than I love breakfast, which is a lot. I love you even though you didn't tell me that Dad was a meth dealer. Love, Walter Jr.
I'm embarrassed to say that I have never actually watched this series, but I still know that it's from Breaking Bad.
It is. That's correct.
And her name is... Friend? What?
Skylar White.
Yeah. Yeah, Skylar White. Like I said, guys, Skylar White.
Skylar White, she said it.
I got that-ish.
I love that she was sort of the villain on the show, even though the father was a meth dealer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she was so uptight about it, though, you know?
So genius.
Come on! Here's your next one. FYI, I think it's lame that Dan Quayle said, "You're mocking the importance of fathers by being a single mom." Love, Avery.
I'm pretty sure that's a series I never watched.
Okay,
Wait. I know what it is. It's, She's So Amazing.
Yeah. Candace
Bergen played her, and her name is Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown is correct.
Dear Mother, we hate you. Love, Wednesday and Pugsley.
Wait, Wednesday and who?
Pugsley.
If I don't know the Wednesday... Oh, Pugsley! It's Morticia.
It is Morticia Adams, that's right.
Yeah.
Glad that I figured out that you didn't say parsley.
Yeah, I didn't say parsley.
It was confusing, the parsley.
I love it that you figured it out by giving him a hard time.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, this is your last clue. Dear Mom, I hope you enjoy this box of chocolates, and I also hope it doesn't give you traumatic flashbacks to the day you worked on that chocolate conveyor belt.
Oh.
Love, little
Lucy.
Ricky.
Yes. Love, Lucy.
Connie, as far as I can tell, you got them all correct.
I think so.
Yeah,
100%.
100%.
As I recall, I think I got them all correct. So, it's astounding, and I didn't even need any help.
I know. All on your own. And you've won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I'm so excited. My son is going to love that.
Oh, nice. Connie Britton stars as Raina James on Nashville. Earlier seasons of Nashville can be found on Hulu, but season 5 premieres in January on CMT. Give it up for Connie Britton.